The following is another Classic Hit Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents High School Volleyball.
There's the set by Myers. Middle attack, Krolikowski dug out by Smith. Close to the net. Connor kept it out of there. Shundoff from the middle will pop it across. Now Krolikowski gets a good look from the middle. Smith is there for the dig. Connor set. Shundoff blocked, but out. Give Courtney Shundoff her first kill of the match.
Tonight, it's the finals of the C-110 Sub-District Tournament in Kearney as the defending state champion Kearney Catholic Stars battle the top-seeded Minden Whippets. High School Volleyball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Minden struggles to get it back, but they do. Into the back row to Gaston. Here's a good set to the outside. The attack is blocked up front by Woodward. Picked up and rolled back over by Scott. Quick set in the middle. Woodward's attack down and good.
Kearney Catholic has no easy road to defend their state title. In fact, it looks like they need a win tonight and Thursday just to return to Grand Island. A spot in state is not guaranteed for the third-ranked Minden Whippets either, who were left out of last year's state field by mere percentage points. It's the Stars and Whippets coming up next, but first the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Kearney High School with Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone, from Kearney High School. It is time now for the New Tech Seed pregame show ahead of the C-110 Sub-District Volleyball Championship between the defending state champion Kearney Catholic Lady Stars and the third-ranked team and top seed Minden Lady Whippets. Doug Duda, along with our producer-engineer Stacy Johns, getting ready for a match of much importance and maybe not quite as important for Minden as last night. Number one, Columbus SCOTUS trailed 11-5 in the fifth set to Columbus Lakeview, but they came back to win it 16-14, and that puts another wild card at least open out there for now. All have assumed all along that Shadron and Ogallala would tear up one of those wild cards out of that district, and one of the other wild cards would come out of this district, which currently has four top 10 teams playing tonight. Kearney Catholic and Minden here. St. Paul and Grand Island Central Catholic already underway over at Aurora. Those two winners will play on Friday night right here on Classic Hits. We'll hear from the coaches. We'll run down the starting lineups, and we'll bring you a lot more as we get ready for the C-110 Sub-District Volleyball Tournament after this on Classic Hits.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth, the only seed company that employs a bear. Don't believe us? Stop into the shop in Hildreth and see how Zeke and Bear can help you grow. Channel Seed is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes and coaches. With great determination and teamwork, our high school athletes have made it this far, which is how Channel Seed does business in your fields. See the difference with Zeke and Bear at Channel Seed, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth.
Doug Duda back with you here on the New Tech Seed pregame show, getting ready for Minden and Kearney Catholic. We are at Kearney High School tonight. Tonight's game also available on the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Well, last night after their wins, had a chance to talk to both coaches in the postgame show and get some thoughts on tonight's matchup. Here's Coach Ed Rouse. Of course, remember these teams played on the first Tuesday of the regular season in a triangular where Kearney Catholic beat Minden 2-1 in Minden. Both teams beat Gibbon that night. Kearney Catholic was coming off the Beatrice tournament where they had come in with a losing record after going 2-4 in that tournament. Minden had just come off winning their own tournament, including a victory over Grand Island Central Catholic. Minden coach Ed Rouse on the Stars.
they're just so good at ball control. We knew coming into the season, we played them a couple, three times this summer. Their backcourt defense is great. To me, that since we played them early in the season, and especially now they have Herbert back and they get kids back into their positions, their offense is a lot better. Oprick looked really good tonight. She swung a lot of balls tonight down, and obviously their left sides can really bang the ball, but our girls have got to be focused on not getting mental if they dig balls, because they dig a lot of balls. They are just really super good. I think they're the best backcourt team in the state.
And, of course, as has been mentioned many times, if Minden has ever beaten Kearney Catholic in volleyball, there is no documentation of it. For years, Kearney Catholic couldn't beat Grand Island Central Catholic. Then they started whittling off a little bit, a time at a time, and finally beat them in the districts, beat them at state, and went on to a state championship. Minden is going to try to get over that hump tonight and not rely on a wild card, which they thought they were going to get last year, but were the first team out.
You know, it's just a crapshoot, and I sure hate putting it on that. Last year was a heartbreaker. We felt we were definitely one of the top four teams, if not higher, in the state, and Kearney Catholic we knew was probably number one. That finished the way it should as far as ability, but that's no fun to stay home, and I don't want to go through that again, so I'd much rather be a step closer.
And for Kearney Catholic, Coach Chris Connor knows that they have to be very aware of the top player in purple tonight, senior Carly Bauer.
Well, one is you got to stop Carly Bauer, and she does a lot for their team, whether it's on serve receive or defense or offense. You know, she's pretty much number one in all those categories, so she's one that we have to contend with and try to make sure that we limit her options as much as possible.
Coach Connor believes her team, now that they're all together for the longest stretch, nobody banged up, and they have put together an 8-game winning streak, will have to take care of business tonight.
They continue to get better, and Allie does a great job on the setting for them, and so I think they've built a lot of confidence over the season. You know, with their record, they're definitely going to do that.
And that is Coach Chris Connor, Coach Ed Rouse, as they get ready for tonight's matchup. We do have a score update from the C19 that is going on over at Aurora. And St. Paul won the first set 25-23, but Grand Island Central Catholic has won the second set 25-18. They are even at a game apiece. We'll be back with the starting lineups right after this timeout on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
Growing up, you didn't care if your home was small, or if the curtains were old, or if you had to share a room with your brother and your guinea pig. I mean, they both smelled the same. The important things were sneaking in bed with mom and dad when it thundered. Now you care more about things like square footage, and if there's a breakfast nook. You still want a home that gives you all the good feelings of the one you grew up in. Call McBride Realty of Minden. Scott, Glenda, Annie, and Patty know about the heart and soul of a home. For more information, visit McBrideRealtyServices.com.
At Nebraska Land National Bank, local people, local decisions, local ownership is not just our tagline. It's how we do business. Our experienced team of professionals care about this community, and they care about you, our customer. We strive to provide you with the best in customer service and quick local decisions. Visit us at NebraskaLandBank.com or stop by today at 46th Street and 2nd Avenue. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show as we bring you the starting lineups for this C-110 Sub-District Volleyball Championship, brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank, taking your banking and making it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. Kearney Catholic will be the visitors, and they'll start with number 9, 5'10", freshman Anna Squires. Number 6, 5'8", sophomore Maddie Squires. Number 8, 5'9", junior Callie Oprick. Number 5, 5'7", senior Shayla Connor. Number 4, 5'6", junior Whitney Colling. And number 7, 5'7", sophomore Courtney Shundoff. The libero is number 23, a 5'6", junior Morgan Studi. Of course, Allie Prasoski, Mackenzie Smith, and Paige Herbert will all rotate in. For Minden, number 16, 5'10", sophomore Rebecca Stewart. Number 5, 5'6", junior Addison Woodward. Number 4, 5'6", junior Allie Rouse. Number 13, 5'10", senior Carly Bauer. Number 10, 5'8", sophomore Emily Malcolm. And number 25, 5'5", sophomore Jenna Denny. The libero is number 1, 5'1", senior Anisha Keene. We will also see Shea Taylor and Josie Madsen, most presumably, rotating in. Both teams of different starting lineup than what we saw last night. The head coach of the Minden Whippets is Ed Rouse, assisted by Julie Radke and Chris Ostebure. Minden is 25-3 on the season, losing twice to Ogallala and once to the Kearney Catholic Stars. And that's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, where they take your banking and make it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. As the gymnasium continues to fill up here at Kearney High School, I want to thank Athletic Director Mitch Stein and the fine folks here, as always, for their hospitality. And, of course, to all the fine folks helping sponsor tonight's broadcast as Minden and Kearney Catholic get ready to do battle here. And this isn't even the end of the road. This would be the district final type of matchup for 75% of the districts across the state. But the winner here, again, will have to travel, hit the road Friday night to play either Grand Island Central Catholic or St. Paul. And they are already underway, even at a set apiece in Aurora. You're listening to the New Tank C pregame show. A reminder that high school football tomorrow here on Classic Hits and on our network of stations. We will have Donovan Trumbull Crofton at 4 o'clock and Loomis Amherst at 6 o'clock here on Classic Hits. On ESPN 1460, Kearney Catholic will be at Boone Central. Pregame at 5:30 and kickoff at 6. On the Breeze, 94.5 FM tomorrow, Blue Hill will be at North Platte St. Pat's. 4:30 kickoff, followed by Giltner taking on Nebraska Lutheran in Waco at 7 o'clock. Plus, the Adams Central and St. Cecilia games will be on 1230 KHAS and ESPN 1550. The UNK volleyball team is just about ready to begin against Emporia State at the Health and Sports Center. We'll keep you up to date on their score as well. Right now, we'll take a timeout and be back with more on the New Tech Seed pregame show after this.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking boot that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
The Stars! And welcome back to Kearney High School as we get ready for tonight's volleyball matchup. Want to take a look at what's going on in the NSAA as far as some other games that are going on in the area tonight. Class B is obviously going on at Hastings, where Hastings and Lexington played in the first match tonight, and then that is followed up by McCook taking on Holdridge, and Hastings defeated Lexington in four sets, 25-9, 25-7, 23-25, and 25-9. Grand Island Northwest playing York. We do not have an update on that. Then Seward and Aurora, after that terrible tragedy in Aurora, their volleyball team playing their first match since losing one of their assistant coaches in a tragic car wreck over the weekend. Also going on tonight, Hastings St. Cecilia and Blue Hill just about ready to serve it up at Minden. And Ansley Litchfield and Twin Loop are playing at Ord. Axtell and Wilcox Hildreth are underway in Lexington. Giltner and Lawrence Nelson are just about to begin in Wood River. And Bertrand and SEM will be playing at Cozad. Already qualifying for district finals because there were only four teams in their sub-districts last night. Syracuse is in the C1-1 final. Concordia is in the C1-2. District 3, Columbus Scotus has advanced on. And Shadron has advanced on in District 6. In C2, Guardian Angels is in District 2. Sutton is in District 4. Elgin Public Pope John is in District 5. And Ord is in District 6. teams that will be playing in Class D district finals on Thursday that qualified last night. Friend, Red Cloud, Southwest, and Potter Dix in D1. And in D2, Meade will play Lyons Decatur, and Paxton has also made it in. Just looking ahead a little bit, the C1 State Volleyball Tournament begins next Thursday, the 14th, at Grand Island Senior High School. 2-4, 6:30, and 8:30 will be the start times. And then the Heartland Events Center at 2-4 a week from Friday, and the C1 Championship matches at 4:30 this year at the Heartland Events Center. And that should get us set up, ready to go. By the way, Kearney High, we're here at their gymnasium tonight. Kearney High will play their volleyball district tomorrow at Lincoln North Star. They'll play North Platte at 5:45. A win will get them against the Lincoln North Star and Omaha Benson winner. For Grand Island, they head to Millard North to play Omaha North. A win will get them most likely Millard North in the district championship. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits, brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact the New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. They're proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. Kearney Catholic and Minden for the sub-district championship in C110 when we come back.
People you know, community people.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us, Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC, community people you know.
Community people you know.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We are your shelter.
Minden will be moving from left to right. They have won the coin toss. They will serve it away, their purple jerseys with white trim. Kearney Catholic in their gold jerseys with green trim will move from right to left as you view it along your radio dial. Again, the Stars service rotation to start the match. Anna Squires, Maddie Squires, Callie Oatbreck, Shayla Connor, Whitney Colling, and Courtney Shundoff with Studi the libero. And for Minden, Rebecca Stewart, Addison Woodward, Allie Rouse, Carly Bauer, Emily Malcolm, Jenna Denny, and Nisha Keene as the libero. We're about ready to get things going on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Minden, Gibbon, and the World Wide Web at PlantRiverPreps.com. So the sophomore Rebecca Stewart, who fired off five consecutive aces in their win last night against Broken Bow and had eight of her team's 18, yes, 18 ace serves, we'll serve it away here to get our sub-district final underway. Studi will start and Keene will start, both as liberos in the back row here as we get things underway. Again, it's the best of five, and Minden will move from left to right, and in the far right corner will be Stewart, and our championship is underway. Serve, not quite as much on it. Colling rolls up her arm to Oprecht from the back row. Squires, Maddie will take it across. Stewart with the dig. Rouse sets outside. Bauer's first swing of the night is blocked up front by Oprecht. Dug out of the net by Bauer. Set back to Carly, and she'll throw it across. Picked up by Studi, dumped over by Connor. Keene with the set. Middle attack. Down and good, Woodward. And Minden is on the board. I will tell you this. Minden wants it. Kearney Catholic's been there. They've been on top of the mountain for a while. Minden has been itching to beat the Stars four seasons, and now will the emotion be able to carry over? Strong serve by Stewart, tight to the net, set outside for Oprick. She'll drive it home. And Callie will get her first kill, and we are tied at one. And Allie Prosowski will check into the ball game for Kearney Catholic. She started the match last night against Centura with nine consecutive points from that service line. In now for Minden will be Shea Taylor. She subs in for Stewart to play the back row. Prosowski, a serve! Allie Prosowski starts things off with the Kearney Catholic Stars with an ace. Stars had their share of aces last night as well. Prosowski different than a lot of kids that serve the volleyball. She'll move along that back line. Puts a little powder puff over there. Bauer picks it up. And then set to her. Carly just tips it across. It goes to Connor. So Prasoski sets it for Maddie Squires. Angle attack is wide and out of bounds. And we are tied at two. Rotating in, Emily Malcolm again for Minden. And back to serve it away will be Addison Woodward, who really played well last night in the win against conference foe Broken Bow. Woodward serve at Studi, pops straight up in the air to Oprick, and all they can do is pass it across. Into the back row, it's handled by Denny. Here's a slide right side. Malcolm tips it over right there to pick it up is Calling. Back set, right side attack, Oprick, count and good. The junior last night led the Stars with 12 kills, and when healthy, maybe the top attacker on this Kearney Catholic team, as you heard from Coach Connor in our pregame show. Mackenzie Smith now checks into the lineup to serve it away. And Maddie Squires checks out. Four deep to serve receive from Minden. Right down the middle to Bauer. Rouse sets it to Carly. Middle attack over the double block. One arm return. Free ball back over to Minden. Rouse one arm ups it from the 10-foot line off the net. Bauer rolls it inside the back line for the kill. Carly Bauer with her first kill. And it's 3-3. So some good volleyball going early on. And Allie Rouse now will serve it away in a very loud Kearney High gymnasium. And the serve by Rouse. Down the middle of Prasoski. Here's the set by Connor. High set to the outside. Paige Herbert first swing as she comes in. Dug out of the back row by Bauer and set back across by Denny. Studi to Connor to the outside. Herbert again. Can't quite get over the double block that time of Malcolm and Denny. Win Minden to the outside. Bauer overpass. Free ball. Minden on the dig by Studi. Another great save that time by Herbert. What a point. Rouse sets outside. Bauer's swing off the net. Dug out by Smith. Long rally going, back row attack for Studi. Down and good. Studi with the kill. 4-3, Kearney Catholic. Amazing point with some great defensive play on both sides of the net. To serve it away will be Studi. Studi has been back and forth between that jump serve throughout the season. She's going to use it here. Good toss, fires it across, picked up by Woodward, but a good pass set to the outside. Denny blocked up front by Shundoff. Ball is dug out, returned across, and dug out near the floor by Prasoski from the back row. It's rolled across by Studi. Rouse digs. Bauer has to set. Denny's attack down and good. Jenna Denny with her first kill, and it's 4-4. Bauer to serve it away, and Stewart back into the front row. Taylor rotates out. Just underway, C-110 sub-district final, 4-4, game one. Again, on the other side of this district, St. Paul and Central Catholic split their first two sets as the serve clips the net. Slide, Herbert from the middle. Dug out by Bauer. Rouse, back set right side. Denny couldn't quite get to it. The set wasn't out to her, and so it's passed back across. It's on Minden's side, punched over by Denny. Now Connor, high set to the outside for Herbert. She'll slap it across. Dug out there by Rouse. Back row attack for Bauer. Bauer is, ooh, that might have been deep, but Smith plays it. What a save by Studi, and it's taken across. Rouse will set it. She'll dump it over. It's down and good. Allie Rouse with the kill. Once Kearney Catholic had to go all the way to the back, they were able to get the ball, and now Rouse, who was in the back row, will be called for a back row attack. And Rouse goes over and says, all I did was set it across, and they're going to overturn it and give the point to Kearney Catholic. Not only do these teams know how to play, they know the rules, they know every little nuance, and Kearney Catholic will get the break there. On the back row attack. Serve across Shayla Connor. Bauer digs. Outside Denna. Denny off the block of Shundoff. Another great dig by Herbert. Back row Studi. Middle attack down and good. Second kill for Morgan Studi. And it's 6-4 Kearney Catholic. And for the first time, we've got a two-point lead by one of the squads. And it's the Stars. Shayla from that right-hand corner. Spins the volleyball and sends a short one across. Dug out by Woodward. Rouse sets outside. Here's Denny. Off the net, it's dug out by Connor. Anna Squire sets outside. Paige Herbert from the left wing. Dug out by Rouse. Stewart tries to set. And it'll be Denny. Blocked up front by Shundoff again. Dug out. Stewart right side. Dug out by Connor. Off the net it goes. Studi from the 10-foot line. Well, she has to set it across because the pass was too forward. To the outside, Denny again tries to roll it over right at Connor. Squires, two ball down and good. Anna Squires, the freshman aware of where she was, drops it down to make it 7-4. And right during these last two runs, what Ed Rouse told us last night, his team has to stay in it because there's going to be long points if they're going to win, because Kearney Catholic digs everything, he said. Stewart, big swing middle. Smith with the dig. Back set right side, Anna Squires from off the net. Drives it over. Bauer is stuck in the back row right now. Makes the dig, and Denny will have to pass it across. Free ball here for the Stars. Dumped over by Connor. Bauer digs it up. It's near the stands. Woodward has it. It'll be passed across by Rouse. Another long point here as Connor sets high. Herbert left side. Drives it over and gets the kill. Two Whippets collided trying to make the dig in the back row, and that sent the ball into the crowd. Four in a row by the Stars. It's 8-4. All off the serve of Shayla Connor. Good crowd on hand, but Minden probably right now outnumbering the Stars as the serve is across. Trouble on serve receive, but they do get it up. Bowers, big swing right at Smith. She puts the ball in the air. Squire gets a right side attack. One arm return by Rouse. Free ball swing shunned off, clipped the net. That popped it up, and it allowed Minden to run it down and pass it over. Here's Herbert again, left side, around the single block of Stewart. Dug out by Woodward. Short set middle. Malcolm stuffed. Ace block shunned off. 9-4, Kearney Catholic, and a substitution here for Coach Ed Rouse. Josie Manson will come into the front row. Some high-quality volleyball out of the chute here between both teams. 9-4, Connor to serve. Shayla droops it across to Woodward. Dumped over Rouse. Smith is there. Connor sets outside. Here comes Herbert. She'll tip it over. Had a little air under it, so Minden no problem. To the outside, Denny off the double block. Herbert lunges, gets it up. Stars are out of rotation or out of system right now as Squires drives it across. Here's the right side. Stewart blocked, shunned off again. Another pickup, Minden. Blocked again, shunned off. Courtney shunned off blocks the tip of Josie Manson, and timeout, Minden. A 6-0 run by Kearney Catholic early in game one. It's the Stars 10, Minden 4 on Classic Hits.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
Well, if we see this kind of play for a match that could go five sets because of the talent, but if we see this kind of play, there's going to be a lot of people needing throat medication tomorrow, because the level will continue to grow here at Kearney High. Back to serve it away, Shayla Connor. She's rattled off five in a row and floats this one across to Bauer. Set middle, Stewart unloads, blocked again by Shundoff. Courtney Shundoff has sealed it up one-on-one, and it is 11-4. Keene's going to come in for a moment as the libero for Minden. Connor spins the volleyball and serves it across. This one's a little bit deeper. Bauer with it. Good pass. Rouse outside. Denny. Denny takes it off the block. Dug out by Studi. In the middle of the floor, Connor sets outside. Herbert. She's blocked by Stewart. And the Stars won't get this one. Rebecca Stewart answers with a block of her own. And that snaps a 7-0 run by the Stars. It's 11-5. Minden to serve. And back to do it will be Josie Manson. So Kearney Catholic with the first run of this championship. And the serve is away. Manson right down the middle. Smith passed it out of bounds. It's an ace. 11-6. Manson with the first ace serve here for Minden. And nothing can get you back in a match a little quicker than that. Again, Minden had 18 aces last night. This serve handled by Studi. Good pass, Connor. Middle attack, Herbert. Drives left corner, down and good. Paige Herbert with her second kill. It's 12-6, Kearney Catholic. Here in the opening set of the C-110 sub-district final. We'll keep you up to date on what else is going on out there as Kearney UNK leads Emporia State 13-6 in the opening set of their match over at the Health and Sports Center. Minden on serve, receives, slide right side, down and good, Woodward. Second kill for Addison, and the ball comes back over to the Whippets. It's 12-7. And to serve it away will be Jenny. Jenna Denny to serve from the right-hand corner, takes a little run at it. Right down the near line, played by Maddie Squires. Set back to Maddie, takes it off the tape. Returned by Stewart, right back Shundoff. 2 one-timers. They'll set it to Rebecca on the left side. Big swing down on the back line, and good. Of course, for Rebecca Stewart, there's nothing but a big swing, and they've scored four of the last five to cut it to four, 12-8. And Denny will get to serve again. Checks for the serve area from Coach Rouse. Changes it up to Colling in the opposite corner. Set middle for Shundoff. Nobody home. Courtney Shundoff with her first swing. She has three ace blocks. Nobody was even there to block it. I think Minden was just flat out shocked that that's where the ball got set to. And now the freshman Jenny Beans will come in and serve it away. Was not quite as effective last night, but she had really been putting some darts out there the last month. And a strong serve has to be sent across by Rouse. Back set right side, Squires. Anna drives it over. Denny with the dig. Rouse set outside. Stewart off the back foot and got it off the block. Second kill for Stewart. 13-9. Shundoff will come right back in for Jenny Beans. And we've made one run through the rotation here. And that means Rebecca Stewart's back up to serve it away for Minden. Deep corner, picked up Studi. Good pass. They go middle. Oprich's back in. Her attack is going to be good. Stewart dug it, and then nobody could pick it up in front of the Minden bench. And Callie Oprich with her third kill. 14-9, Kearney Catholic. And in to serve will be Allie Prasoski. This is the Stars' number one rotation. And for Allie, she was able to get an ace serve the first time back there. The serve is just off the back line. Minden took a chance to let it go. And that's our first service error, it looks like, of the match. And with aggressive serving, you expect a few more of those. So good job by both teams to keep the ball in play as Woodward serves it away. Right down the middle, tight to the net, slide Oprich. She'll take it over the block, dug out by Denny. Rouse sets outside, Bauer back in the front row, and her first swing is down and good. Second kill for Carly Bauer, 14-11. Minden, who found themselves down by seven, has cut it back to three. Woodward serve. This is not their strongest service rotation. At least it wasn't last night. As Prasoski has to set it, Maddie Squires rolls it across. Here's Rouse tight to the net. Bauer off the block. Great dig that time by Squires. It goes right back over to Minden. Dumped over by Allie Rouse. Passed into the net. Dug out Oprich. Two defensive gems there by Kearney Catholic. Now the big swing by Bauer, and it's down. So Minden just kept hanging with it. And a timeout on the floor by Kearney Catholic. So the seven-point lead is down to two as Minden is rallying here midway through game one. Kearney Catholic 14, Minden 12. You're listening to Sub-District Volleyball on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
When you've been around for more than a century, you understand the power of generations, the value of nurturing and developing those who will carry on the legacy of agriculture and food production. That's why the Aurora Cooperative helps young people gain the experience, expertise, and wisdom to feed the world, be good stewards, become responsible community leaders, and continue setting the example for the generations that follow. The Aurora Cooperative, growing opportunities.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Out of a timeout, server crossed, and Maddie Squires with a quick swing to drive it home for Kearney Catholic. That'll be Maddie's first kill. Get the ball back for the Stars. Out of the timeout, it's Kearney Catholic 15 and Minden 12 here in the opening set as Mackenzie Smith comes in to serve. Smith fires it across to Bauer. Rouse sets to Carly in the middle. Dug out that time on a strong swing by Smith. Out to Herbert. Over the double block. Finds the back corner for her third kill. 16-12, Kearney Catholic. And Smith with her first point on serve. From Aurora, St. Paul has won game three. They were tied at 22. They scored three in a row to win it 25-22. St. Paul's up 2-1 over the Crusaders. Minden to Bauer. Bauer off the double block. Smith got it up, but can they run it down in front of the concession stand almost? They do pass it over, and Minden didn't get it. Oh, man. Connor actually took an angle on the bump across the net, and Minden got caught flat-footed. And a lucky one there for the Stars. Smith serve, dug out by Denny. It's a five-point lead again. The attack blocked by Oprich on the Minden swing by Josie Manson. And that'll be the first ace block for Kelly Oprich. And now four in a row by Kearney Catholic. The lead goes from 2-6.
Stars lead 18-12.
And it's 18-12 here in game number one of this C-110 sub-district volleyball tournament. Must be a big match. Scojo's in attendance. As the serve is across, middle attack, Bauer rolls it over. Connor has to dig, so Persowski sets to the outside. Herbert jumped a little soon, hit it on her way down. Picked up Minden, and they'll throw it into the back middle with Bauer. Slide Oprich, block Bauer, and just out of bounds. Just out of bounds, point Kearney Catholic. Kelly Oprich with the kill, and Minden has to call their second timeout. So Minden was able to get back in it. Kearney Catholic called a timeout and now has scored five in a row. Game one, Kearney Catholic 19, Minden 12.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
As we come back out of the timeout, Kearney Catholic will have their 5-0 run snapped by a service error. And it's still 19-13, but Minden gets the ball back out of the timeout, and Allie Rouse to serve across the knuckleball. Smith passes it off the floor. Connor runs it down. Smith takes a swing, and just off the back corner. Stars just about hit the perfect spot, but it was out by a couple of inches, and a much-needed point for Minden. Rouse on the serve. Hit the net. It comes across. Good hustle that time to pass it over, but it went out of bounds. It's going to be an ace. On the dead sprint, Mackenzie Smith dove after it, but it hit the net and popped out of bounds. Rouse with the ace, 19-15. Rouse at Smith. Connor sets outside Herbert. Page over the double block, Keane with the dig. Rouse with the set. Bauer from the left side drives it through the double block, but Studi has the dig. To the outside, Herbert. She'll dump it over. It's set by Denny. In the middle, they'll take the attack with Malcolm. Off the deflection, it's picked up Prasoski on the back line, and Studi will have to roll it across. Chance here for Minden. They'll set outside for Bauer. The leading hitter drives it down the line. Prasoski overpass, joust at the net, bounces over to Minden. They're going to have to pass it across from the back middle, and Rouse will do so. Stars go quick. Oprich middle, offhand tip, down and good. A match high fifth kill for Kelly Oprich, and another long rally, this one to Kearney Catholic. 20-15 Stars. Game one, best of five. Studi to serve. She'll go jump serve. Morgan fires it to Keene. Stays in the back row, but doable here. Right side attack. Bauer off the block, down and good. Taking a gamble there, Carly Bauer. She was almost out here at the antenna and still tried to take it down the line. It works for her fourth kill. Beautiful play by the leading hitter for Minden. 20-16. Now Bauer to serve, and a line drive that Smith keeps in the back row to the outside. Shundoff drives it through the double block, and Courtney gets her second kill. Courtney's three ace blocks earlier in this set set the tone for Kearney Catholic's 7-0 run that took it from a 4-4 tie to an 11-4 lead. And the Stars have never trailed since. Got it cut to 2. Now they're up 5. Connor to serve. This is when they went on the run. Tight to the net. Rouse is able to stay out of there, and it's tipped across Stewart. Herbert on the outside. Dumps it over. Down and good. Number 4 for Paige Herbert. Minden has already used both of their timeouts, and the Stars are up 22-16 in game one. Connor had 6 in a row in the first time back there. Now she picks up one here. Connor on serve to Bauer. Minden sets, slide Malcolm over the double block. Connor's able to up it to Herbert, rolls it over. Rouse on the slide. Ball's popped into the air. All Minden can do is set it across, and great job by Stewart. She's able to find that back corner, and Rebecca Stewart will get her third kill. And Minden gets the ball back, but they're running out of time. 22-17, game one. And Malcolm to serve. You're listening to Sub-District Volleyball on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Minden, Keene, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Set over by Connor. Bauer got it. Rouse short set. Woodward drives it across. Smith got an arm on it. Studi runs it down. Stars can't quite get it back. And a point for Minden. 22-18 on the kill from Woodward. And the service point for Emily Malcolm. Stars do have one timeout if Minden gets it close. Serve across to Studi. Connor sets middle. Herbert drives it over. Rouse with the dig. Denny has to take a long route to get to it. It's rolled over by Stewart. Connor sets right side for Anna Squires. Big swing is dug out by Carly Bauer. To the outside, Stewart drives it through the double block. Smith with the dig. Knocked over Shundoff on the 2-ball. Good. Third kill for Courtney Shundoff. Kearney Catholic 23, Minden 18. Paige Herbert is going to serve it away. And back into the front row, Maddie Squires. And Herbert serve. Into the net, point Minden. 23-19. Back to serve it, Jenna Denny. And Whitney Colling back in for Kearney Catholic to play back row. Minden down 4. Kearney Catholic 2 away from the first set. I mean, we've played a half hour already. That tells you the type of rallies that we have had. Connor sets outside from the 10-foot line. Maddie Squires, deep middle. Bauer picks it up. Short set middle. Woodward, termination is called out. Was there a tip? No. And it'll be game point for Kearney Catholic. The official started to call it in, correctly called it deep, and now Jenny Beans to serve it away. 24-19. Beans takes a little extra time and lets the serve fly, and it's going to be just deep out of bounds. Side out, Minden, but still 4 more game points for the Stars. Courtney Shundoff re-enters the front row. Rebecca Stewart to serve it away here for Minden. 24-20, Kearney Catholic game one and game point number 2. Stars have 3 back on serve receive. Stewart serve. Strong to Colling at the net. Problems for the Stars. Blocked by Bauer. Returned out of bounds by Kearney Catholic off that quick block. 24-21. Game point number 3 for the Stars. Stewart serve. Clipped the net. Comes across to Maddie Squires. Connor sets right side. Anna Squires down and good. And Kearney Catholic will take game number 1. 25-21. In a very hotly contested first set. The difference, the 7-0 run early on, and Minden was playing catch-up the rest of the way. Game one goes to the Stars, 25-21. We'll give you the numbers after this on Classic Hits.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
J.
Just arrived at Crossroads Ford in Kearney. Hard to find pre-owned 2013 Ford Fusion SE 4-door 2.0 EcoBoost. Has leather, low miles, just $24,900. 2011 Dodge Avenger 4-door, just $14,500. 2010 Ford Focus SE 4-door, under 18,000 miles, just $14,500. An 09 Chevy Cobalt LT 4-door, just $11,500. And look at this, a 2010 Lincoln MKS. Heated and cooled seats, sunroof navigation, and under 22,000 miles, just $27,900. Many other fresh arrivals. Stop in today. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney.
And welcome back to Kearney High School. Let's take a look at the numbers I had in the opening set here. First off, for Minden, it was Josie Matson with an ace serve. Allie Roush, two service points. One was an ace. Addison Woodward, two service points, three kills. Emily Malcolm, one service point. Carly Bauer, four kills. Rebecca Stewart, two service points. An ace block, three kills. Jenna Denny, one service point, one kill. Minden had 11 kills, one ace block, and two ace serves. For Kearney Catholic, Morgan Studi, two kills. Shayla Connor, seven service points, one kill. Maddie Squires, one kill. Courtney Shundoff, three ace blocks, three kills. Callie Oprick, an ace block, five kills. Anna Squires, two kills. Allie Prasoski, an ace serve. Mackenzie Smith, four service points, and Paige Herbert, four kills. Great stat line for the Stars in the opening game. 18 kills, four ace blocks, one ace serve. That means Minden had only two errors in the first set. So Minden is also playing at a very high level of volleyball right now, but Kearney Catholic's keeping the ball alive, as Coach Ed Rouse was talking about in our pregame, and the Stars take game one from Minden, 25-21. We'll be back with the second set and some score updates as well after this on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPrep.com.
There's just one place where students are students first and athletics are played with purpose and perspective. That place is your local high school. High school sports offer more than the joy of competition. Studies show that student athletes in Nebraska are also likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in other areas of their lives, including academics. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Nebraska School Activities Association and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
No, Mom! It's Josh's turn! I had to take it out the last time!
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
Kearney Catholic will serve it away to begin game number two in the best of five after taking the opener 25-21. Across it comes, right side Woodward. Big swing, gets the kill just like they did to start game number one, and Minden draws first blood. Woodward with her fourth kill. And Kearney Catholic will set back defensively as Woodward will serve it away. Some other scores to pass along to you in just a moment, but the serve there by Woodward is deep. Back to serve it away will be Mackenzie Smith off the air, 1-1. Smith across to Woodward. Rouse tight to the net. We'll get it to Bauer off the block of Oprick. Dug out there by Connor. Set to the outside. Here's Herbert over the double block. Dig is made by Woodward. Outside attack down and good by Carly Bauer. That'll be her fifth kill. And Minden up 2-1. Again, on the other side of the bracket, St. Paul is up 2-1 over Grand Island Central Catholic. They won the first set 25-23. Crusaders won game two 25-18. St. Paul the third 25-22. Mackenzie Smith swing from the back row into the net. Point for Minden, 3-1. Rouse on the serve. Trying to get Minden off to a quick start here and get the momentum back on their side of the court. Allie's serve. Knuckles it across to Smith. Here's the set. Connor to the outside. Paige Herbert from off the net, and she is just off the back line. So the Stars, a couple of errors here early on, and it's 4-1 Minden. Rouse to serve. Again, the winner plays Friday night in the district final that we'll have here on Classic Hits. Serve goes middle, high bump set for Studi out of the back row. Drives it across Taylor with the dig. Rouse does a great job to keep it out of the net. Returned by Bauer. At the net, it'll be tipped across there by Connor. She had to that time. Middle attack quickly across by Malcolm. Herbert ready to return it, and her set is down and good. Fifth kill for Paige Herbert. Side out for Kearney Catholic, and it's 4-2. And to serve it away will be Morgan Studi. Studi. High toss goes with the jump serve. Studi unloads with a beautiful one. Bauer right on the line, gets it to Rouse. Back to Carly, right side, down and good. When you can handle that tough, tough serve, you've got a chance at a nice swing like that, and it really turns the point around. Minden able to get Studi off the line without giving up any points. And Bauer now serves it at 5-2. Carly's serve. Gets it across to Prasoski. Pass a little off the mark. Studi takes it out of the back row. Big swing. Nice dig. Middle attack. Malcolm through the block. It's good as Kearney Catholic's called for the lift. First kill of the match for Emily Malcolm. And Minden's up 6-2. Carly to try and get a good run going here for the Whippets. And the serve. Over to Smith. Connor sets middle for Herbert. Through the block. Good. Paige Herbert, her sixth kill. 6-3 Minden, side out Kearney Catholic. Squires into the front row. Anna for Prasoski. Shayla Connor to serve it away. Four back defensively here for Minden. They're trying to make sure that Rouse doesn't have to pick up the serve so that she can just set it. And that's exactly what happened. Stewart in the middle takes it off the tape. Dug out by Studi. Thrown over by Shundoff. And that's going to work. Courtney Shundoff. Minden got a hand on it, but it was headed towards the scorer's table, and that would have been a big collision up front. 6-4. Connor's serve, handled by Minden, but it's off the floor. They set back row. Bauer takes a nice swing. That's college volleyball stuff there as Herbert returns it for the Stars. Stewart gets it in the middle. Malcolm dumps it over. Passed up into the rafters, and Kearney Catholic can't grab it out of there as it rattled around. Point Minden, 7-4. Whippets with the lead. Kearney Catholic took the opening game, 25-21. You're listening to the C-110 Sub-District Volleyball Tournament here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. As the serve is deep and out of bounds that time. 7-5, Kearney Catholic trails. In other action tonight, Bertrand took the first game, it looks like, from SEM. 25-19. Hastings beat Lexington earlier tonight. Class B districts are going on. And as we told you, St. Paul was up on Central Catholic 2-1. Whitney calling to serve for the Stars. Back row, way back row, Bauer. Studi with the dig. Connor to the middle. Shunned off through the double block. Down and good. And the sophomore is having another great night. Her best night was earlier this year. I would believe it was the conference tournament. And the Stars have scored four of the last five. Calling serve to tie it here to Keene. Here's the slide, Woodward. She'll tip it across. Picked up by Connor. Anna Squire sets, and all the Stars can do is dump it over. Rouse sets it back across on the two. Here is a set outside for Maddie Squire. She's deep and out of bounds. 8-6 Minden. Maddie has not really been involved. It just hasn't worked out rotation-wise so much for her tonight. And to serve it away will be Jenna Denny for Minden. Denny with a couple of spins and floats that volleyball across. Picked up there by Colling. Dumped across by Connor. Keene's able to keep it up. Minden out of the back row. Bauer and into the net. Attack air. Side out. Kearney Catholic. So all that emotion that we saw in the opening game maybe just have to come down a little bit. I think that's what we're seeing here in game two. Now the level so far here early in the second set, not where it was for either team. In game one, as Bean serves it across. Here is the short set middle. Woodward takes it straight down. Fifth kill for Woodward. 9-7 Minden. And Shundoff will let Studi come back in as the libero. And Rebecca Stewart now serves for Minden. Leading 9-7 in the second set. And the serve to Colling stays in the back row. They'll get it to Anna Squires in the 10-foot line. Her attack is deep. 10-7 Minden. And Stewart picks up the serve. Looking for two in a row here for Rebecca Stewart, the sophomore who had eight aces last night. Squires, low return. Connor saves it. Maddie sets it across, but the Stars not crisp right now, and Woodward will make them pay with a middle kill. And we're not far from a timeout. In fact, there it is. Timeout, Kearney Catholic. It's Minden 11, Kearney Catholic 7. We're in the second set. Kearney Catholic won the opener here on Classic Hits.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
What do basketball, choir, drama club, and marching band all have in common? They're all high school activities that offer learning opportunities not necessarily found in the classroom. They take up just a fraction of a typical Nebraska high school's budget, and they go a long way to giving young people the tools they need to thrive. High school activities, they're more than extracurricular. They're extra important, too. This message presented by the Nebraska School Activities Association and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Kearney High School as we are in the second set of our C-110 sub-district final. Kearney Catholic won the opening set, but Minden up 11-7, forcing the Stars' timeout. And four hits called on Kearney Catholic. As they're not able to get the ball over the net, that's four straight for the Whippets. It's 12-7. Stewart, five service points here in the match. And looking for number six here. As the serve into the net. The Kearney Catholic football team in attendance tonight. After having their traditional pregame meal, they get ready to go to Albion tomorrow to take on Boone Central. You'll hear it on ESPN 1460 with pregame at 5:30. And now back to serve it is Prusoski for the Stars. Short serve that Denny picks up. Rouse sets right side. Woodward takes it off the block. One arm up by Connor. Set back row Studi. Didn't get a lot on it, but got it across. Taylor with the dig. Bauer tries to pick a little more out of that one. Makes a nice swing. Slide Oprich. Block Bauer. Doug Studi. Swing Connor. And dug out Taylor in the back row. They'll set to the 10-foot line. Bauer on the angle. Calling with a great play. Set across. Connor down and good. There's the best point of game number two. And Kearney Catholic wins it. Still down by three. Prusoski picking up the point. 12-9. And the serve floats into the middle. Right side, no. Bauer. Bauer one-on-one, and she blocked. Oprich with her second ace block. 12-10. Stars with three in a row. We had a lot of that block, solid ace blocks at the start of the match. It's been pretty quiet since. Oh, baby. Prusoski serves it across. It's passed into the net. It's going to be an ace. And now Kearney Catholic with four in a row, 12-11. And we've got an update from Aurora that we'll pass along here in just a second. First, Prusoski with the serve. Dug out by Bauer. High bump set. Carly tips it into the block, and it fell. Kearney Catholic was ready for the power swing, and Bauer took off the power and dropped it in there. Carly with her seventh kill. Fourth set. 25-19, Central Catholic. They go to a fifth in Aurora between St. Paul and Central Catholic. Studi on the attack. Dug out by Taylor. Set to the 10-foot line. Bauer on the near line. Dug out. Set middle. Oprich. Oprich off the kill is dug out. Somehow Minden got it back. Great play. Oprich now on the swing, and that's down. Sally Oprich, that's her first kill of the second set, but her sixth of the match, and we see a 13-12 ball game as Smith will go back and serve it away. Minden still clinging to a one-point lead. Smith, McKenzie across to Denny. Here's Rouse, sets middle, Bauer over the block, down and good. Carly Bauer with the flubber in the shoes to get her up high. Makes it 14-12, Whippets. And Allie Rouse to serve it away. Rouse's serve goes to the opposite corner to Smith. Connor dumps it across. There's nobody home. Shayla saw that before the serve even came across, because Rouse has basically been serving to the same area all night, so Rouse knew where the serve was coming, and a great job of execution there by the Stars. 14-13. And it'll be Studi with the jump serve. Minden's done good on her jump serve so far. Keen handles it. Woodward gets it up to Denny, who standing spikes it across. Here's a middle attack shunned off. Just off the back line for Kearney Catholic. Kearney Catholic fans didn't like it. Looked deep. It looked deep. Shunned off, just missed it. It's 15-13. We've had a couple of close calls so far from my vantage point. I think they've got them all right. As back to serve it away will be Carly Bauer, but what do I know? I'm wearing 5 prescription glasses, so the serve is across. Set to the right side on the slide. Herbert off the block, down and good. Paige Herbert with her 7th kill. And now we're starting to see a little rotation merry-go-round. One and done, one and done. After Minden got 4 in a row, the Stars got 5 in a row, and now we've started to rotate it back and forth. And a serve will tie things up at 15 for Shayla Connor. 15-15 in game number 2. That's the first ace for Connor. 3rd of the night for the Stars. Kearney Catholic has come back from 5 down. Serve to Bauer. Bump set to her in the back row. Her attack is dug out by Smith. Connor, high set back row. Studi on the swing. Stars starting to come from all directions. Denny on the left wing will go near side. Connor popped it up. It stays in the back row. And Kearney Catholic will have to pass it across. Here's a chance for the Whippets. Stewart sets it outside for Denny. Tried to go angle and mishit it. And Kearney Catholic has taken the lead. They are on a 9-3 run, 16-15 Stars. And a timeout will be called by Minden. Kearney Catholic won the opening set 25-21. They're up 16-15 in game 2. We'll be right back.
How many of us like all the fancy frills and sugar-coated talk when it comes to buying a big item like our next car or truck? If you're like us at Killian Motors, you just like straight talk. No games, no gimmicks, just upfront honest pricing with no hidden fees or charges after the sale. If you like to shop with no pressure, no hype for your next new or used vehicle and find out about our straight talk where service after the sale is our biggest goal, then try us at Killian Motors. 8th and Central Kearney.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Out of the Minden timeout, Shayla Connor to serve it away. Kearney Catholic now leading it by a score of 16-15. Connor, great serve. Bauer, full out dig to get it back across. Quick one across by Shundoff. Down and good. Courtney Shundoff gets the kill. It's all off the strong serve there by Connor, who already has 11 service points tonight, including an ace. Serve across picked up by Bauer. Rouse sets back row for Bauer. Bauer was not ready for it, so she punched it across. Connor sets outside. Herbert dumps it over and got the kill. Paige Herbert with her 8th kill. And wow, how things have changed. Minden looked like they had the momentum. And a timeout going to be called here by Minden as they'll call 2 quick ones. So a timeout on the floor as the score is 18-15 Kearney Catholic. We'll be right back.
Look out, 35-40, down the right sideline.
Tremendous impact.
He's at the 15, at the 10, he's at the 5-yard line, touchdown.
Great frequency and a big score with local fans.
Lunges and goes in for the touchdown.
When you advertise on Platte River Radio's huge array of high school sports broadcasts.
High school volleyball is on the air.
If we haven't contacted you yet, give us a nudge. We'd be proud to call your business our sponsor. Send an email to sportsmarketing@kkpr.com or call 308-236-9900.
10-5, touchdown.
Steph Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth, the only seed company that employs a bear. Don't believe us? Stop into the shop in Hildreth and see how Zeke and Bear can help you grow. Channel Seat is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes and coaches. With great determination and teamwork, our high school athletes have made it this far, which is how Channel Seat does business in your fields. See the difference with Zeke and Bear at Channel Seat, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth.
Minden was up 12-7 and was set and looked like they found their mojo and maybe we're going to tie things up. But since then, Kearney Catholic has went on an 11-3 run. It's 18-15. Connor serves out of the timeout. Stewart's attack in the middle. Off the block, dug out Connor in the back row. Studi tries to take the swing and puts it into the net. So back over to Minden. And again, it's still close, but that cushion is well gone. And to serve it away is Emily Malcolm here for Minden. And the serve. Takes it into the corner. Herbert didn't handle it real clean. Stars trouble. They punch it over. They want a lift. Don't get it. Minden in the middle. Woodward hit the tape. Picked up by Anna Squires. And set across out of the back row. Minden trouble with it. Not a pretty point. Denny rolls it back over. Now Kearney Catholic gets it back under control. Shundoff's attack. Down and good. 19-16. Kearney Catholic. Minden, you can just kind of tell right now, they know they're letting the set get away. They have to make sure that pressure doesn't get on them. Still a lot of volleyball left to play. As Whitney Colling will serve it up here. 19-16, Kearney Catholic. Kearney Catholic won the opener 25-21. In the back to Keene, tight to the net. Rouse gets it. Woodward goes high in the air. Off the block, it's dug out by Colling. On the slide, Shundoff, and it's good. Courtney Shundoff. That is her eighth kill, tying Herbert for the team high, 20-16, with Colling staying on the service line. And Kearney Catholic has put together a couple of big runs in this match, one in the first set, and although they won a ton in a row in the second set, they're not letting Minden score. Bauer, back row attack, overpass right back by Colling. Woodward tried to take a swing, and it went over her head. Somehow, Minden was able to pick it back up. Here's Anna Squires' attack down in the far corner. And the Stars just simply are not missing. Substitution for Minden. Checking in will be Josie Madsen. Woodward will check out. As Colling looks to keep the string going here for the Stars. 21-16. And the serve, this one a shorter one. Bauer has it. Rouse sets to the outside. Stewart on the attack, takes it off the tip. Studi with a dig. Stars continue to pick up everything. Teal is now in and gets her first kill. Kylie Teal with her first kill. This is what Coach Connor did yesterday. She kind of doesn't bring her in until late in the second set or maybe when she's going to be running out of substitutions. And Colling to serve the lefty over to Keene. Here is the short set middle. Denny on the swing. Colling got a hand on it, but the Stars are passing it over. Free ball, Minden. Rouse sets outside. Stewart off the tape, down and good. Rebecca Stewart with her fourth kill, first of this game. But again, some outstanding defense. And Ed Rouse was right on the money when he said Kearney Catholic has been digging everything and calling the best backcourt in all of Class C. So far tonight, they're playing like it. Jenny Denny now to serve. Minden needs some points. Over to Studi. Connor dumps it across. Keene's ready. Rouse runs it down. Stewart from off the net, left side, off the block. Shundoff off the block, is able to dig it outside Teal. And she hits it into the net, but in the net was called on Minden. As they went up for the block, they took the net with them. And a point for Kearney Catholic. And Woodward's going to come back in. Beans to serve for Kearney Catholic. It's 23-17. Beans to serve. 2 points away from a 2-0 lead. And Beans serve. Takes it at Bauer on the near side. Set right side. Stewart high in the air. What a dig by Connor. Stewart brought him everything and returns it back over Connor. Rouse, middle, Woodward. Blocked! Callie Oprek on the one-on-one. Minden just cannot be used to being blocked in such a fashion. 24-17. Game point. Kearney Catholic and Beans with the serve. Over to Keene. Passed outside Stewart. Off the net. Doesn't go over. They're going to say it was tipped by the Stars. Point still alive. Connor Slide. Oprecht, tip in the middle. Blocked by Stewart. Stars dig with Anna Squires in the back row. Beans has to take it across. Here's Rouse. She'll dump it over. Connor put a hand on it. Anna Squires, two ball. Dugout Bauer. And into the crowd it goes. Anna Squires. That's the second time she's done that tonight. And game two goes to Kearney Catholic in a monster comeback type of fashion. Down 12-7. They end the match on an 18-5 run to win it 25-17 and take a 2-0 lead. We'll be back with the numbers right after this.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Growing up, you didn't care if your home was small, or if the curtains were old, or if you had to share a room with your brother and your guinea pig. I mean, they both smelled the same. The important things were sneaking in bed with mom and dad when it thundered. Now you care more about things like square footage, and if there's a breakfast nook. You still want a home that gives you all the good feelings of the one you grew up in. Call McBride Realty of Minden. Scott, Glenda, Annie, and Patty know about the heart and soul of a home. For more information, visit McBrideRealtyServices.com.
Let's take a look now at the final numbers of game number two for Minden. I had Allie Rouse with two service points, Addison Woodward with three kills, two kills for Emily Malcolm, Carly Bauer with a service point and four kills, Rebecca Stewart, three service points and a kill, 10 kills, no ace blocks, no ace serves for Minden. For Kearney Catholic, Kylie Teal had a kill, Whitney Colling, four service points. For Shayla Connor, five service points, one was an ace, two kills. Courtney Shundoff had five kills in that game. Callie Oprecht, two ace blocks and a kill. Anna Squires, two kills. Allie Prasoski, three service points. One was an ace. Paige Herbert, four kills. And Jenny Beans, two service points. 15 kills, two ace blocks, and two ace serves as Kearney Catholic rallies to take game two, 25-17. Back with the third set from Kearney High after this.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
Couple of things before we start the third set. They are in a fifth set over at Aurora between Grand Island Central Catholic and St. Paul. We'll bring you that final as soon as we have it. Axtell has defeated Wilcox Hildreth in three sets tonight, and Bertrand is up 2-0 over SEM. Hastings beat Lexington. Holdridge a winner over McCook also tonight. Also, Kearney Catholic playing as well as we've seen them play this year. Minden is too good to be down 2-0 and to get swept tonight. So let's see if Stewart can get them off to a good start. Bottom line is Minden has to be thinking, can't we catch the Stars on a night that they don't play so well? The Stars seem to find a way to get up for Minden, as both teams do, but Minden just can't get the monkey off their back, and they've got to crawl out of a 2-0 hole, and then a deep serve to start things off will give Kearney Catholic the first point. And Allie Prasoski will come in to serve it away. 25-21, 25-17, Kearney Catholic has captured the first two games here at Kearney High School. And now Prasoski ready to serve it away. Allie takes it right down the line to Taylor. Rouse sets Bauer. Bauer, who needs to stay in that front row, gets it across to Prasoski. Tipped across by Oprecht. Keane's right there. Set it to the middle, and Woodward drives it over. Studi with the pass close to the net. Two-ball swing that time by Connor. picked up by Taylor to Bauer. Good angle attack again. Overpass in the net. Kearney Catholic. Shayla Connor trying to tip it over. Connor was in the net, and we're tied 1-1 here in game number three. Again, the winner of this match heads to the district final on Friday. No matter if it's Minden or Kearney Catholic, we'll have it for you. There's so much history between all four teams that remain going into the night as Kylie Teal starts the third set with a kill. Her second. I mean, Minden has been bug bitten by St. Paul. Minden has had the Grand Island Central Catholic number lately. Of course, the Stars took so many years to beat Central Catholic, and St. Paul clipped them in the conference semifinals, and then they wiped them out the very next week. As the Stars on an overpass will take a quick swing there for Connor. Back to Bauer, blocked, dug out of the net, can't dig it out, blocked Connor. Shayla Connor got most of that one. And a point for the Stars, 3-1. Mackenzie Smith on the serve. She had four in game one. Shut out from the service line in game two. Has had some pretty nice digs, though, and there's an ace. It hit the tape and dropped over again. So hard to pick that up defensively, especially when you're playing a team that serves it as hard as these two do, and you're playing a little off the net. Smith serve picked up by Woodward. 4-1, middle attack, Bauer, big swing, and again it's dug out by Smith. To the back row, Studi takes the swing, count and good. Morgan Studi with her third kill. 5-1, Kearney Catholic. No matter when the match is over, it's our Misco Sports postgame show, so stay with us. As the serve is across, Bauer didn't handle that one. It stayed in the back row, set across by Rouse. To Prasoski, Connor sets middle, Oprich blocked up front. That might be what they need. Malcolm getting the ace block. Right there with her was Bauer, but it looked like Malcolm had the block. And it's 5-2. And Rouse to serve it away. Alley's serve picked up by Prasoski. Connor sets it across, and again, they don't get over to cover it. That's the second time in a row that on Woodward's serve, Connor has went to the opposite corner of where she's serving and has picked up the kill. That's the fourth for Shayla. 6-2, Kearney Catholic is led by Paige Herbert and Courtney Shundoff with eight kills. Eight kills for Carly Bauer for Minden. Studi jumps serve. It's an ace. Morgan Studi with her first service point of the night. Not only her first ace, but her first point from the service line. 7-2, Kearney Catholic. Studi fires it across to Keene. Picked out of the net by Rouse. Set across by Malcolm. Good placement. Backing up to get it. Prasoski out to Herbert, who's been quiet for a while. And off the tip, Paige gets the kill. Her ninth. 8-2, time out, Minden. Kearney Catholic's up 2-0, and 8-2 in the third. Timeout on the floor. Can Minden find the magic? We'll be right back.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking boot that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our five Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
From the UNK Health and Sports Center, the Lopers have taken the first two sets from Emporia State by identical 25-12 scores, and it's now 12-11 UNK in the third set. Here, Morgan Studi out of the timeout with that jump serve. Rouse sets it to the right side. Bauer has to tip it across. Prasoski with the set. Herbert on the left wing sets it over. Denny's there. Rouse sets right side. Bauer into the near corner, picked up by Studi. Outside Herbert again, this time from off the net. Blocked it in, Bauer. Carly Bauer with the ace block. And Minden out of the timeout will get the ball back. 8-3. And Bauer to serve it away. Again, the first two sets going to Kearney Catholic tonight. The incredibly well-played first set as the serve here is deep and out of bounds right back to the Stars. Second set got off to a rough start. Then Minden got a little something going, got up 12-7. And after that, the Stars clicked on all cylinders. And after being down 12-7, won at 25-17. Connor, short serve, just gets it across. Denny on the attack. And in the net called on Kearney Catholic. Point for Minden. But right now, that's about all Minden has going for him. And St. Paul has beaten Grand Island Central Catholic 15-10 in the fifth. St. Paul will play the winner of our match on Friday night. Serve across by Malcolm, down 9-4. Middle attack, Anna Squires off the tip. The dig is made by Bauer, set to the outside. Denny blocked. And give the point to Squires and Shundoff. I'm not sure which one got it, but I believe Anna Squires, so that's who we're going to give it to. That's the eighth ace block of the match here for Kearney Catholic. When I'm looking here, the last time Minden scored a point on their serve is when they went from 11 to 12 back in the second set. Whitney Calling serves for the Stars. Rouse sets middle. Stewart blocked up front. Shunned off. That time Rouse is there for the dig. Set tight to the net, and Denny couldn't keep her foot out from under the net, and a point for Kearney Catholic. 11-4. And Colling will stay at the service line. She had a 4-0 run in game two that helped turn things in the Stars' favor. This serve nearly an ace, and it will be passed back. But a four-hit call as it rattled off two players, I think the leg and the hands, and it's 12-4. Colling with an eight-point lead. Across to Bauer. Rouse, short set, slide, Woodward. Blocked by Teal. The fifth different star with an ace block. 13-4 and a sub coming in for Coach Rouse. Josie Manson. It's obvious that the Whippets have not been handled like this all season long, and you just kind of wait for something to happen to get them going. Calling serve. The Stars just aren't making mistakes. Outside Denny, tight to the net, has to tip it off the block and does. Jenna with her second kill. Side out here for Minden. As you take a look at the wild card points, you see that there are some anxious moments for whoever is going to put their season on the line. Central Catholic and Minden, if this keeps up, we'll both be going for it. Back row attack Studi. That time is wide and out of bounds. Point for Minden, and they finally score a point on their serve. Jenna Denny gets the job done. But between the times that they've scored points, Kearney Catholic has scored 31 points since the last time that Minden got a point on their serve. As the set is across to Studi out of the back row, dug out there by Bauer, high set, Stewart off the net, drives it across and good. And finally, Minden able to put something together. Their first little run in a long time, 13-7. Denny takes a little extra time here, and her serve is deep and out of bounds. Side out, third service error of this game for Minden. And back in, Oprich to the front row, Beans to serve it away for Kearney Catholic. And you look at those point leaders by class right now in C1. It's SCOTUS, Shadron, and Ogallala. And if Ogallala wins tonight, Shadron and Ogallala will play in a district final, so one of them will take it as Beans' serve goes into the net. And then Minden's fourth, Wahoo fifth, Kearney Catholic sixth, St. Paul seventh, Grand Island Central Catholic tumbles down after that loss. And Hastings St. Cecilia, from what we understand, if they can win their district, will really help Central Catholic out in the wild card points as they'll move up to a number one. As the serve is handled, set up to Oprek, and Callie will get the kill. After having five kills in the first set, she's had just two since then. And it's 15-8, Kearney Catholic. And back to serve it away is Allie Persosky. The Stars are up 2-0, 25-21 and 25-17. Service across. It is a short one, barely picked up, but it is by Taylor and tapped across. Set to the middle, Studi out of the back row. Takes it over for the kill. Morgan Studi will have her fourth kill. 16-8, Kearney Catholic has doubled up the Whippets with Allie Persosky on the line. Minden has handled this rotation much better than most teams. Bauer taps it across. Connor got a hand on it, so Persosky has to set to Teal, and she'll drive it into the net. Double block was up there, and the point comes to Minden. Down 16-9. It'll be Josie Manson to go back and serve it away. She was in there for an ace serve back in game one. And the serve. Deep and on the line. It just caught the line. A break for Minden. And they haven't had very many of those tonight. Give the ace to Josie Manson, her second. 16-10. When you've got Bauer up front, you need to be able to utilize her here as the serve comes across. At Studi, Connor dumps it across. Getting a hand on it, Madsen. They'll pass it back, but out of bounds. And Connor found the right spot again. 17-10. No kill as they were able to touch it three times. Mackenzie Smith in to serve it away. Herbert into the front row. And for Minden, Woodward will come back in. Smith to serve it away for Kearney Catholic. She's got 7 points tonight from that service line. And again, the defense has been outstanding for basically every star that stayed in there. As Bauer on the swing, there's another dig by Smith. Middle attack, Oprick off the tip. Dug out back row by Denny. Dumped across, Roust. This one somehow is alive. Smith to Studi, and across it goes. Set to Bauer. Should have an opening, but it hit the net, and then it falls down. Stars were out of system after the last scramble. And Bauer gets her first kill of the third set. That is her ninth to lead the team. And Roust to serve. Minden down 2-0 and 17-11 in the third. Roust serve. Across it comes. Picked up there by Smith. Outside attack, Herbert. Set to the middle. Now to the outside. Bauer, and again, Smith kept it alive. Two ball across by Herbert. Quickly, here come the Whippets to Malcolm off the tip, and she'll get the kill. Give Emily Malcolm her third kill. Kearney Catholic had a chance to pick that up in the back row, but two players looked at each other, and neither one went after it. And a timeout going to be taken here by Kearney Catholic. The head coach, Chris Connor, doesn't want Minden to get any kind of run going here. Stars are up 2-0 in 17-12 in the third on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Minden, and Broken Bow.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
People you know.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people you know.
Back to action out of the Kearney Catholic timeout. Ball rolls across the net. Minden picks it up outside Bauer. Big swing dug out by Smith again. Two ball across Oprick. Woodward's there. Set outside Bauer. Block didn't get there. Passed into the net. Stars will have get it back. Carly Bauer. Her 10th kill. Five of the last six have went to Minden, trying to keep their postseason alive, not knowing their wild card fate if they can't win tonight. Here at Kearney High, they've scored five of the last six, 17-13. Stars still up four. Rouse's serve. Smith, good pass to Connor. Slides Oprick right side and hit the tape and kicked it around the block for the kill. Callie Oprick with her eighth kill, 18-13. Kearney Catholic, the key now is Minden cannot let the Stars score on their serve. Get it right back and chip off two or three more at a time. And here's the serve, Studi. Gives it all she's got on that jump serve. Dug out and Rouse on the set. Didn't know how close she was to the net and goes into the net. Not much she could do. The pass took her into the net off that strong serve. 19-13, Kearney Catholic. Studi again, just like last year. No fear, ace. 20-13. Studi with her second ace and the final timeout for Minden. Kearney Catholic is 5 points away from a sweep and a matchup with St. Paul in the district final. Last chance for Minden when we come back.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Quick.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Kearney now deliver.
Out of the timeout, which was a quick one, Minden's able to get a kill from Carly Bauer and get the ball back. That is the 11th kill for Bauer, and Carly now to serve. Floats it to the near corner to Prasoski. Slide to Shundoff, blocked at the net. Dugout Herbert overpass Stewart with the tip and in the net on Kearney Catholic. During that joust, they caught the net and a point for Minden. 20-15, Kearney Catholic. Bauer with just her second point on serve. Again, needs to get another run going here for the Whippets. Down 2-0. Deep in set 3 to Smith. High set Herbert. Herbert with the angle kill. Page with her team high 10th kill, 21-15. And Shayla Connor, who has been the top server tonight for the Stars, will go back to the service line. 12 points, one ace, but has had two long runs. Can't have one here for Minden, and it's an ace. 22-15. Keene will come in as the libero. When we are done, the Misco Sports postgame show. Final stats, coaches' interviews. Stay with us. Serve comes across to Bauer. Rouse tight to the net. Gets it to Stewart around the double block. Studi with the dig. Connor out of the back row. Sets Herbert. Rolls it far wing. Picked up by Keene. Good job there by Anisha. Middle attack, Stewart. Tips it into the corner. One arm up, Connor. Gets it to Herbert. Angle attack. Keene with another dig. Rouse in the back row. Bauer standing spike. Puts a little something on it to Smith. Connor back set. Here is the attack by Squires. Blocked strong up there by Denny, but it's still dug out and passed over. Free ball, Minden. Back set, Stewart. Right side. Studi with another dig. Dumped over by Connor. Keene is there. Long rally. Minden runs into each other, and the ball goes out of bounds. Point, Kearney Catholic. They're two away. And another immensely long rally. And another long rally that's won by the Stars as the defending state champions are not ready for their season to end. Serve across Connor. Set to the outside, Denny. Off the block, Squires finds it. Punched it across. Studi with a quick two-ball back over from the back line. Denny on the return. Here's Anna Squires, two-ball, but that time into the net. She started to set it, then she changed her mind, and it was a little too late. She dumped it into the net. 23-16. Woodward returns for Minden, and it'll be Emily Malcolm to serve it for Minden. Trailing 23-16 in the third set, and down 2-0. Served by Malcolm. Studi has it. Connor sets it. Middle shunned off into the net. Attack error. Point Minden. A long road to climb. 23-17. The first step taken by Minden. Four back on serve, receive. Trying to shade Connor so she doesn't have to play it. And the serve goes deep and out of bounds. And it is match point for Kearney Catholic. Teal to the front row. Calling in to serve. 24-17, Kearney Catholic. A match point for the Stars to take them on to face conference rival St. Paul Friday. Calling serve. The lefty puts it across to Keene. Rouse with the set. Outside, Denny over the block. It is out of bounds, but was it tipped? They say no, there's no argument, and that is the end of the match. Whitney Colling will serve it out, and Kearney Catholic in straight sets defeats Minden 25-21, 25-17, and 25-17. Minden 25-4. Two losses to Kearney Catholic, two losses to Ogallala, and Minden, or Kearney Catholic, a win away from state. Ogallala virtually assured a spot at state. Minden deserves to be at state, but once again, they're going to have to rely on a wild card, and they were left hanging last year, even though they were in the top five in points. Coming up, the Misco Sports Postgame Show with all the stats and interviews right after this.
When you've been around for more than a century, you understand the power of generations, the value of nurturing and developing those who will carry on the legacy of agriculture and food production. That's why the Aurora Cooperative helps young people gain the experience, expertise, and wisdom to feed the world, be good stewards, become responsible community leaders, and continue setting the example for the generations that follow. The Aurora Cooperative, growing opportunities.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed.
Welcome back to Kearney High School, where it is time for the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports, from their downtown location and storefront location in Ord, taking care of all of the area schools for decades and will continue to do so. Get your game on at Misco's and you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Once again, if you're a betting man, I'm guessing you would have lost money that the match was over this quick here tonight. We had a 30-plus minute first set that was one of the best sets played all year long, and then Minden comes out, takes the lead 12-7 in the second set, and Kearney Catholic then finds their mojo and never looks back. They end the second set on an 18-5 run to win it 25-17. They jump out 8-2 in the third set and win it 25-17. And Coach Chris Connor joins us right now. And Coach, congratulations. Is that the best you've played this year?
Absolutely. You know, we said in the last 2 weeks, we just keep getting better and better. And I thought our defense was phenomenal tonight. We made some great choices offensively, and we played smart. I'm just really proud of the kids and their effort and the way they played tonight.
Coach Rouse had a crystal ball last night when I asked him about where you've improved and what will give them troubles. He goes, well, we're not going to get 18 ace serves. And he goes, we can't mentally check out because Kearney Catholic has the best back row defense in the class and one of the best in the state. And you proved that in the first set. You had 23 of your 25 points earned, only two errors for Minden. And with two errors, you still win the first set.
That was a battle. That was the best ball I've seen. I mean, it was like a state final, that first set. It was a great match on both sides. And, you know, I thought defensively, we were flying on defense tonight. I think, you know, the kids just went up another level tonight. It was just, you know, their confidence is building. And you know, we've had a lot of adversity this year with just having a lot of new faces out there, but just, you know, we had some injuries and we had some tough tests and we had a kind of a tough schedule. And so, you know, I think that pays off for us.
The starting lineup was a little different because of Minden winning the flip tonight, but they used Jenna Denny a little bit more. Was there any tweaking as far as matchups tonight?
No, not really. You know, we wanted to try to keep Callie Oatbrecht on, you know, she's our highest reach gal. So we tried to keep her on Bauer as much as we could most of the night. And I thought she matched up pretty well. I mean, Carly still had her kills, and we're not going to stop her. But I thought, you know, especially that first set, I think to our block game, we really got into their heads.
I had you for 9 ace blocks, 3 in each set, I believe. Let's see, 3, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yeah, 9 ace blocks, 4 in the first, 2 in the second, 3 in the third. Why was that so much more of a part of the game tonight?
You know, we've been turning on the block in the last couple weeks, really. And I think, you know, our timing's just gotten better. We're just much more confident. We're pressing better. And, you know, makes a big difference defensively. I think we're finally learning that even if you're out of position, just get up there so that the defense can adjust in the back row. I think our front row is trying so hard to get the block closed that it was messing up our back row. And I think, you know, it finally sunk in.
Nine in a row and another matchup with St. Paul, who took you out in the conference tournament. But then you reestablished yourself with your full team the very next week. They get a 5-set win over Grand Island Central Catholic tonight. Talk about your matchup, what did and didn't work the first two times. Or was it solely having the whole team together?
Yeah, that makes a big difference. You know, I think everybody's finally comfortable in their roles. I've never changed lineups this. I think in the last 10 years I've never changed lineups as much as I changed it this year. You know, you just try and find something clicks and you have something click and then somebody gets hurt. So we had to change it again. And so I think, you know, everybody's pretty secure now and where they're at. And we feel comfortable. Everybody's playing pretty solid. But I think with St. Paul, it's, you know, they are also a very good defensive team. And so it kind of gets into that mental game, who can outlast. And, you know, I guess I'm excited about offensively what I'm seeing now is that we're coming up with some confidence when we're getting up and attacking.
And for St. Paul, we know Lassen is such a big part of their team. Is there something else that you'll be keying on Friday?
You know, they always get back there and serve very aggressively. So we want to make sure on serve receive that we are sound. I thought our serve receivers did a pretty good job tonight because, you know, Minden will serve us pretty aggressive. Usually will serve us very aggressively. So I think that's one thing in St. Paul. We just need to make sure that, you know, we do the basics.
All right, Coach, we'll see you on Friday. What's the process tomorrow? You got a football team that's going to be on the road.
Yeah.
You get the day off. You practice in the morning or is it regular?
I think the administration is going to work with us a little, let us out maybe a little bit early so we can get up there and root the boys on at Boot Central.
All right, Coach, congratulations. We'll see you Friday.
All right, thanks, Doug.
Chris Connor, the head volleyball coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars, who played, as she said, their best match of the year tonight in sweeping out Minden. We will take a look at the stats and hopefully get a chance to chat with the head coach of Minden, Ed Rouse. It's all coming up after this on the Misco Sports postgame show.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
There's just one place where students are students first, and athletics are played with purpose and perspective. That place is your local high school. High school sports offer more than the joy of competition. Studies show that student athletes in Nebraska are also likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in other areas of their lives, including academics. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Nebraska School Activities Association and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports postgame show. Again, we want to thank the many fine sponsors for allowing us to bring you high school volleyball, not only from the Kearney area, but the Minden area as always. And we're keeping our fingers crossed, as we said last year. We say it again this year. Minden is one of the top eight teams in the state, we believe, and deserves to be in state. Hopefully, things will work out and that wild card will come their way. Here's a look at the final numbers I had in the third and final set for Minden. Josie Madsen had an ace serve. Allison Rouse, two service points. Emily Malcolm, a service point, an ace block, and a kill. Carly Bauer, a service point, an ace block, and three kills. Rebecca Stewart had a kill. Jenna Denny, two service points, and one kill. I had Minden for only six kills, two ace blocks, and one ace serve. For Kearney Catholic, Kylie Teal had an ace block and a kill. Morgan Studi, three service points. One of those was an ace and two kills. Whitney Colling ends up with four service points. Shayla Connor, two service points. One was an ace. She had an ace block and a kill. Callie Oprick had two kills. Anna Squires had an ace block. Allie Prasoski had a service point. Mackenzie Smith, three service points. One was an ace. And Paige Herbert had two kills. 8 kills, 3 ace blocks, and 4 ace serves for Kearney Catholic as they capture the third set to complete the sweep 25-17. We'll take a look at the cumulative stats and more when we come back on the Nebraska Sports Postgame Show.
At Nebraska Land National Bank, local people, local decisions, local ownership is not just our tagline. It's how we do business. Our experienced team of professionals care about this community, and they care about you, our customer. We strive to provide you with the best in customer service and quick local decisions. Visit us at NebraskaLandBank.com or stop by today at 46th Street and 2nd Avenue. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
What do basketball, choir, drama club, and marching band all have in common? They're all high school activities that offer learning opportunities not necessarily found in the classroom. They take up just a fraction of a typical Nebraska high school's budget, and they go a long way to giving young people the tools they need to thrive. High school activities, they're more than extracurricular. They're extra important, too. This message presented by the Nebraska School Activities Association and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
And welcome back to high school volleyball here on Classic Hits of the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Here's a look at the cumulative stats for tonight's C-110 Subdistrict Final. First off, for the Minden Lady Whippets, Josie Madsen had 2 ace serves. Allie Rouse had 6 service points, and that led the team. One of them was an ace. Addison Woodward had 2 service points. She also had 6 kills in the match tonight. Emily Malcolm, 2 service points, an ace block, and 3 kills. Carly Bauer, 2 service points, an ace block, and a team-high 11 kills. Rebecca Stewart, 5 service points, an ace block, and 5 kills. And Jenna Denny, 3 service points and 2 kills. I had Minden for 27 kills, 3 ace blocks, and 3 ace serves as the Whippets fall to 25-4 on the season and now await their fate to see if they will make it into the state tournament via the wild card. For Kearney Catholic, I had Kylie Teal with an ace block and 2 kills. Morgan Studi had 3 service points, 2 of them aces, 4 kills. Whitney Colling had 8 service points. Shayla Connor led the team in serving tonight with 14 points. 2 of those were aces. She had an ace block and 4 kills. Maddie Squires, 1 kill. Courtney Shundoff, big night, especially early on. 3 ace blocks, all in game 1, and 8 kills. Callie Oprick, 3 ace blocks, also had 8 kills. Anna Squires, an ace block, 4 kills. Allie Persosky, 5 service points, 2 of them aces. Mackenzie Smith, 7 service points, 1 was an ace. Paige Herbert had a team-high 10 kills. And Jenny Beans had 2 service points. Overall, for Kearney Catholic, I had them with 41 kills, 9 ace blocks, and 7 ace serves as the Stars win their 9th in a row to go to 23-8 on the season with a 25-21, 25-17, and 25-17 win over Minden. They will advance on to play St. Paul for the third time this year, Friday night, and we believe, and I'm trying to confirm that right now with Athletic Director Rick Petrie, who we are trying to track down, but there's a good chance that that match will be at Wood River on Friday night. We will take a break and wrap things up on the Misco Sports Postgame Show right after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With 2 locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Well, that'll wrap things up. We have not seen Coach Ed Rouse, and I can understand it. Just if you're on that side tonight, how can you explain what happened? You've got a volleyball team that is outstanding. If you're Minden, you're 25-4. You get stuck in this same sub-district every single year. And Kearney Catholic happens to be the hot team right now. They seem to be the team that when you run into somebody, they are the hot team. There's always somebody that's number one or two in their district. And that hasn't changed a whole lot as some of the Whippets now are starting to emerge from the locker room player-wise. But we have not seen Coach Rouse as of yet. So let's give you one final rundown of any of the other scores that are in from across the state so far tonight in any of the classes. Aurora has defeated Seward 3-0. Axtell is on to the district final where they will play Southwest. Axtell beat Wilcox Hildreth in straight sets. Bruning Davenport Schickley was a winner over Deschler. Bertrand swept SEM tonight, and they will play Giltner, and that will be our match Thursday night here on Classic Hits, and we've been informed that that most likely will be at Kearney Catholic. The 1-2 teams in D2, Giltner and Bertrand on Classic Hits, 7 o'clock Thursday night. Also, Giltner was a sweep of Lawrence Nelson tonight. We can also tell you that Holdridge beat McCook, and St. Paul, as we told you, beat Grand Island Central Catholic. So that should set up our broadcast schedule for the rest of this week. Tomorrow, high school football on ESPN 1460, Kearney Catholic in Albion to play Boone Central. Pre-game at 5:30, kickoff at 6 against the number one team of the state. Here on Classic Hits, we will join the Donovan Trumbull Crofton game at approximately 4 o'clock to be followed by the Loomis and Amherst game at 7 o'clock. On the Breeze 94.5 FM, Blue Hill kicks it off with North Platte St. Pat's at 4:30, followed by Giltner and Lawrence Nelson at 7. We'll also have the Adams Central and St. Cecilia games on 1230 KHAS and ESPN 1550. They're all up on our website. You can listen to them streamed as well at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Thursday, Bertrand Giltner in the D2 district final. Friday, Kearney Catholic St. Paul in the C1-5 district championship. You've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports, taking care of all of our area athletes and taking care of our schools for years. Misco's. Call them or stop by their Ord storefront location, or they will see you before the games begin, and you'll be better equipped for the games you play at Misco Sports. Kearney Catholic sweeps Minden 25-21, 25-17, and 25-17. Until tomorrow in the state football playoffs, this is Doug Duda saying thanks for joining us, and have a good night, everyone.
The preceding was a presentation of KKPR and the KKPR Sports Club. To download a podcast, check out our podcast link at kkpr.com.